Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3, filling in for Andrew McKay as he is out of town for the 4th of July. We have on the phone with us now Darren Schaefer, the CEO of Visit Pensacola. And I want to thank you for coming on this morning. Darren, how's it going?
That's going great, Walker. Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, just want to kind of, you know, start off our segment here today with maybe folks that are listening that maybe they've heard of Visit Pensacola or haven't heard of Visit Pensacola and maybe don't know exactly what it is and what your role is with the organization and what Visit Pensacola's role is in the community and for Escambia County.
Yeah. You know, tourism has been part of Escambia County through Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key for decades. And it's been part of the chamber's work. But back in 2014, the county said, listen, we have these separate messages. We're spending money kind of duplicating the same things. It makes sense if we just have one voice. So it can be, you know, be the loudest it can be. So they pooled all the funding from the county into creating one organization, and that ended up being Visit Pensacola, and that was back in 2014. So we're in our 11th year as an organization, and our role is to represent Escambia County, and then doing so the entire county. Certainly, we focus on our amazing beaches in Pensacola Beach and Perdido Key. Downtown Pensacola has become a destination in its own right. We have great things to see and do throughout the county. And so our job is to tell that story and invite people from outside the county to come in. Because what that creates for our residents is an economic impact. That's growth. That provides jobs. That supports local businesses and actually helps our community grow in a way. So we have new things and exciting things to do, new restaurants, and tourism generates local taxes that helps with infrastructure, development, and, you know, takes care of our beaches. So there's a lot of functions to it that tourism provides. And so Visit Pensacola is one of three organizations that really work together to represent the county. So you have Visit Pensacola, you have Pensacola Sports, and ACE, which stands for Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. And we work together to generate that type of interest in visitation throughout the year. You know, and it's been very successful. And we've seen tourism grow over the last 10, 11 years to the point where we are setting, last year we set a record for TDT tax collections, over $22 million. And right now we're on pace to do 2 to 3%, maybe more, but 2-3% better this year than last year. So that's good growth. And of course, all of our focus is how do we do that in a way that's responsible, that brings visitors here during our less busy months, so we even out that travel impact and help sustain jobs throughout the year versus having seasonal jobs.
Right. And I guess, too, since you touched on TDT, just, you know, maybe explain what that is exactly if folks haven't heard of that or know what that is, you know, and what those funds are utilized for.
Yeah. Tourism Development Tax, TDT, is a tax or an assessment that's collected by all of the lodging in Escambia County. So whether it's a campground or it's a hotel or it's a vacation rental, they collect 5%, and there are very specific uses for those dollars. It's supposed to be used for tourism promotion and development, and it is something that is collected. Every county has a tourism development tax, and so we receive a portion of that, but tourism development tax is also used for beach renourishment. It made it possible to build the Pensacola Bay Center back in the 90s, and it is being used to do some additional facility development. They just okayed some $25 million to improve a baseball complex that's got 18, 19 fields and convert them to AstroTurf to provide a premier facility that will be available year-round and be able to hold up to that type of continual use versus grass fields. There's also a lot of organizations locally that receive funding, everything from history to the events and event grants to, of course, what we do at Visit Pensacola, Pensacola Sports, and a.
Yeah, and I know that was a big topic to try and cover in that short amount of time, but what we're going to do is we're going to get traffic on the fives, get a couple commercials, then we're going to come back with Darren. We'll visit Pensacola, and we're going to kind of dive deeper into some of the things that Visit does in this community and how they promote Escambia County and Pensacola.
Thanks, Walker. I-10 and 110 both looking good. Looking at US 90, Caroline Street, right near Parkmore Plaza Drive, just seeing a little bit of congestion there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
My grades were bad. I would, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Ms. Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day? Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with 13,000 miles and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 at exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season. The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, filling in for Andrew McKay. And he is out for the 4th of July. I will be back tomorrow as well, so buckle up as I'll be back tomorrow on Thursday. If you got questions, comments, you can always text in at 850-437-1620. And before we had some commercials, we had Darren Schaefer, the CEO of Visit Pensacola, on with us this morning and talking about Visit's role in the community and how they're here to really promote Pensacola and attract more visitors and tourists to the area, which then funds, really the tourist development tax that's collected by all of our lodging in Escambia County. And their job and role really is to increase the amount of tourist development tax collections that Escambia County sees by using those funds that they're given by the county to go out and promote Pensacola and Escambia County to the rest of the country and try and get people here. So Darren, I want to thank you for being on this morning and hope I kind of summarized that correctly.
Yeah, I think you did a pretty good job there. We do it in multitudes of ways. So, right, there's advertising. So whether you see a TV commercial or a digital ad, or a billboard, I mean, we do all the traditional marketing, but we have other components. I mean, we have a sales team that's going out and talking to reunions. We have a lot of military reunions that come to Pensacola. They're out pitching meetings and conferences because we have a lot of great meeting space. The media side, the public relations side is one of the areas that we, I think, really excel in because we can take a little bit of money and see that really blow up. You bring in a travel writer who writes an article about our destination. It can be it can always be about the beaches, but it could be about our history. It could be about craft cocktails. We've had quite a few of those that have just blown up, and we get just a huge return on the public relations side of things. And of course, our website is doing great, and our social media is also another strong component of what we do.
Yeah. And I know that, one thing that you had mentioned that TDT was used for in the previous segment, you touched on the Bay Center, and there's been conversations at the county on Bay Center expansion or revitalization of that, and just kind of wanted to switch to that, and kind of, I know that Visit Pensacola has been involved in those conversations, and just what's the current thinking and why is this project so important for growing tourism and business travel even to do that project?
Yeah, business travel is a really important piece of our visitor economy, our local economy. The Pensacola Bay Center, there's a renovation discussion, there's an expansion discussion, and Visit Pensacola supports both of those, taking our existing facility and making it a great experience. Anybody who's been there can appreciate the new audiovisual improvements and enhancements, but we know the seating, is ready to be updated and just change some of the amenities there to like how current stadiums are providing those experiences. But along with that is an opportunity to expand. I mean, the last time we did this, that's a 30-year commitment when the Bay Center was originally built. I mean, it took 30 years to pay it off, three decades. And so we've done that. I mean, the Bay Center has been paid off, and now we use that TDT on the maintenance and operations of it. But, we're at a threshold again of doing something monumental for another three decades. So, we're pushing for let's make a smart decision. What's best for our community long term? And when we look at our opportunities, the one area that is woefully inadequate in our market is conference and meeting space. So we have a lot of space, but it's all the same size of space. Our largest facility is either the Hilton out on Pensacola Beach or some of our community centers, or we're inside of the stadium or in inside-outside venues. But a serious conference center that can hold up to 1,500 people for a meal, you know, we can't do that. We miss out on a lot of business when we talk to meeting planners. There's a lot of business that we can't accommodate, but they would love to come to Pensacola. And that kind of business, I mean, we're talking about meetings and conferences. You're talking about business professionals who are able to pay, you know, a higher rate that I think downtown Pensacola is gearing up for. Those kind of people go out and eat in the restaurants. And they're you know, they're not just looking to take, you know, the sports team out to the local fast food or right. order in pizza. They're out shopping. They're making a significant economic impact.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking of bringing that many people to town, that's going to put some cars on the road. So let's go to PJ with traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Walker. The roads are actually looking really good right now. No problems to report. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
And, Darren, I think you're right. I mean, the need for, you know, conference or convention space, or for just really any larger event, it's sorely needed in this community. There's not many, if any, places that can hold something, you know, over, you know, 400-500 people inside. I don't know that we've got anything, but that's something I, you know, certainly think that we want to see downtown. And, you know, we're seeing a ton of energy downtown right now. We've got the new Palafox streetscape that touched on a little bit earlier, that's coming, you know, kind of early 2026, and waiting for some more details to come out on that from the city as they make a huge investment into downtown Pensacola. You know, more restaurants. We keep hearing rumors about new hotels. We've got one that's broken ground. And just from, you know, your vantage point, how is downtown Pensacola performing as a visitor destination right now? Obviously the beach is the crown jewel. But just from kind of your perspective, how do you see downtown fitting into that picture of what you all do at Visit?
Well, we're so fortunate to have had a renaissance in our downtown, and it's become a vibrant area. It's very walkable. There is a lot to do. Restaurants, retail, activities, outdoor activities even. And that's great to have, because I think we all know what it's like when you don't have that. And so, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily appreciate growth, but if, you know, you're not growing and you become stagnant, you may be on a trend where you're starting to die as a community or downtown. And so, you know, growth is good when it's done in a smart way. And you're right, we do have some, you know, multiple hotel projects, whether it's the Tristan, which is going up right now, or the Tempo downtown, or the Reverb out by Maritime Park. You know, those are exciting projects. I mean, we've had other things evolve. Lilly Hall, the Hilton Garden Inn, they're renovating both the residence and in the courtyard in the downtown area. So, you know, the investments are being made, but in order to support those investments and improvements and those new restaurants, you know, we do need to make sure that on our end, we're doing what we can to bring in visitors, and not just the same kind of visitors doing the same kind of things. And that's where that meeting and conference segment is so different from just like a leisure traveler or someone coming in for a sports tournament, which is, you know, such has been so beneficial for Escambia County.
Right. And, you know, one thing that I've tried to track for our board at the Downtown Improvement Board is are those tourist development tax returns that the clerk's office puts out each month. And, you know, we're seeing that our returns are up on year to date, you know, returns. We are highest we've been by a long shot since 2020, for sure, obviously with COVID, but you know, we're seeing that downtown is taking a little bit more of a share. And I don't know if that's because there are, you know, more rooms in those zip codes that they're tracking or what, but it's certainly good to see for us that, you know, downtown is also continually moving up, and taking a little bit more of a share. The lion's share obviously is going to be the beach with tourist development tax, but, you know, we're trying to do our part as well. And, it's always nice to have a beach, a beautiful beach like we have in a great downtown that we get to call home to. So, Darren, I want to thank you for coming on today and touching on some of these things, and just want to kind of give you 30 seconds to tell people where they can find out more about Visit Pensacola.
Yeah, thank you, and happy 4th of July.
Yes, happy 4th.
To everyone, of course. Happy 4th. And next week is our second biggest holiday, you know, the Blue Angels weekend. How exciting is that? And you can find information and insider tricks and tips on both events at visitpensacola.com. That website's got great information on all events and blogs, and can answer a lot of your questions. So please take advantage of that.
All right. Thanks, Darren. Have a good 4th.
I'm Therese Crowley. One big beautiful final vote as soon as today, after the House Rules Committee passed the bill over two conservatives' objections. Florida Republican Mike Haridopoulos urging colleagues to vote for it, telling Fox.
The time has come to back up the promises made by our Republicans and by our president to make sure we have tax relief and border security. It is our way to keep the promise to the American public.
Day of reckoning for Brian Koberger before a judge to plead guilty to murdering four Idaho college students to avoid the death penalty and get life in prison with no appeal. He will not have to explain the murders. The family of Kaylee Gonsalves says the system has failed.
I also spoke to Kaylee's father last night, who told me, quote, "This isn't what we fought for."
Fox's Chanley Painter in Boise. Two families support the deal, but the judge has to sign off. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 76 degrees in Pensacola this morning. We'll get our full forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. The city of Pensacola says several offices will be closed Friday in observance of Independence Day. Those closures include city administrative offices, city hall, community resource centers, and the Roger Scott Tennis Center. Some changes in the city's sanitation schedule as well. Thursday, garbage, yard waste, and bulk collections being picked up today. Friday's collections happening tomorrow. Next week's collections should not be affected. Governor Ron DeSantis has vetoed more than $600 million from the state budget, which could have some big impacts here for our area. Key cuts include more than $8 million in funding, $1.6 million of that for an early childhood education program at UWF, $350,000 was for the ShotSpotter program with the Escambia Sheriff's Office. A bulk of the funding for our area that was cut was backed by Representative Alex Andrade. A Pensacola man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for drug and firearm charges. 31-year-old Dylan Royster pled guilty on those charges in federal court. He'd been arrested back in April of last year after the ATF and local officials searched his residence and found methamphetamine, fentanyl, and numerous firearms. The charges were a result of Operation Take Back America. Officials with the University of West Florida say they're expecting another great year for enrollment as their numbers are expected to be up about another 5% this year. This comes as UWF celebrates some big improvements in many of their performance-based metrics.
We are actually doing well in enrollment. I don't know if it's because of the metric scores or it's because our area is growing. UWF is becoming a well-known school in Northwest Florida, as well as in the state and our surrounding areas.
Provost Jeremy Cool, the university, says the metrics have landed UWF ranking in the top three for universities across the state. Many performance-based metrics have increased over the last 3 years, including their four-year graduation rates, the number of students that find work following graduation, and even salaries that they receive. Cool tells News Radio the university has prioritized improvements in those metric areas. It's 8:34 at News Radio 92.3. Concerns over safety on Sorrento Road have now intensified following a series of traffic accidents, including a recent fatality involving a 60-year-old man. At a town hall meeting this week led by Escambia County Commissioner Steve Stroberger, residents expressed some frustration over Sorrento's poor condition.
And you know, when you're swerving around trying to miss a bump or a hole, that's dangerous as far as I'm concerned. I find that road very treacherous, especially at night.
Attendees asking for improvements such as widening the road from two lanes to four. Commissioner Stroberger saying that a resurfacing project is expected to begin this fall. Well, Florida's home to what Governor Ron DeSantis is calling the most secure illegal alien detainee and processing deportation center in the country. Of course, referencing alligator Alcatraz. The governor making that claim on Fox News yesterday. He said detainees will be able to have their hearings at the Everglades facility, and he said the nearby runway can then be used for quick deportation flights out of the country. 8:35 at News Radio, 92.3, and PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. This report is brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage. For limited time, go to rapidradios.com for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off. I-10 and 110 both looking good. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that's looking good as well. Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any signs of delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. And now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We do have a chance of rain today, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. On Thursday, rain chances dropping out of the forecast, high near 93 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. For your 4th of July Friday, we are expecting some mostly sunny skies, high near 94. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 76 degrees right now. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. Your money now. Markets today are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow's down 117.5 points at 44,377. S&P down 5.5 points, 61.92. NASDAQ, though, up about 30 points at 20,233. 10-year bond rate up a bit at 4.296% this morning. Gold price is up 6.30 at 33.5610. Silver price is up 11 cents at 36.51. Crypto is up across the board. Bitcoin up just under 2,000 at 107,574. Ethereum's up 35. Solana's up about 265. Dogecoin up just a fraction of a cent, XRP up by a penny as well. The private sector lost 33,000 jobs overall in June. That is according to the monthly report from payroll processor ADP, a far cry from the forecast of 100,000 jobs added. Most of the lost jobs were in professional, education, and health services. GOP House lawmakers rolling up their sleeves, getting to work on President Trump's spending bill. The bill did squeak through the Senate yesterday with Vice President Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. Now the House has to take a crack at that version of the bill, altered from the one that they originally passed. Passage isn't guaranteed. Some fiscal conservatives have voiced opposition to the estimated $3.3 trillion it would add to the deficit. The Trump administration withholding $7 billion that had been set aside for schools. This report from Michael Kastner.
The federal money allocated by Congress was to help pay for things like summer school, after-school programs, helping students learn English and other services. Schools were expecting the money on Tuesday, but in an email Monday, the Education Department notified state agencies that it would not be available and that funds were under review. The move is likely to be challenged in court by critics who point out that the money had been appropriated by Congress. I'm Michael Kastner.
And Qantas Airlines says a cyber attack has exposed the data of 6 million of their customers. The Australian airline says they've detected unusual activity on a platform that stored millions of names, phone numbers, email addresses, birth dates. Qantas says they are still investigating. It's 8:39, our next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles?
it seems impossible to find them. But they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music, presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3, filling in for Andrew McKay. We got about half an hour left here, and you can always text in at 850-437-1620. It is a big, big 2 weeks, a fortnight, if you will, for Pensacola Beach. And so I thought there's nobody better to talk to the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Mike Burns. Mike, thanks for calling in this morning.
Walker, you're too kind, and a gentleman to boot. So just thanks for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure when I know you're sitting in for Andrew. I love it when you dial me up and ask me to call in. And you know, Walker, it's going to be a happening week out here on Pensacola Beach. Actually, 2 weeks. Last night we kicked it off with Buck Lee Nights for Bands on the Beach. And I know you know Buck. Hang on, I'm walking by our truck right here. You know Buck, you know him well. And Buck's the guy that rejuvenated or rebranded what's called Blues on the Beach. And he made a family-friendly event being Bands on the Beach. And we just felt it was a great idea to honor him last night. And you know all the great things that Buck has done for the beach and the community. You know, he led the way on the oil spill back in 2010, and we just felt like it was a great way to honor him and kick off this great July, as you know it's going to be happening on the beach. With, of course, we have fireworks coming up at the end of the week on Friday, starting at 9 o'clock, sponsored by the Pensacola Beach Chamber, Santa Rosa Island Authority, and our friends at the Tourist Development Council. So come on out, grab a spot, put your lawn chair out, and enjoy some beautiful fireworks on Pensacola Beach.
That's right.
This Friday night at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. And where will they be able to see it? Where are people going to set up for that? Where should they try and get to go set their chairs up?
You know, Walker, probably the best spot would be over there at Quiet Water Beach, but it might get a little crowded. So go ahead and sit over there on Casino Beach. You'll be able to see it just fine. And you can tune in. I think it'll be synchronized as well with the same music that you see for downtown, going with our fireworks. They kick off at the same time. So either at the Quiet Water Beach, you get the up close and personal view, or just grab your chair and sit over there at Casino Beach, and you'll get a great view from there. probably anywhere on the beach going to be able to see the fireworks display going off at 9 o'clock.
That's great. And so we've got the you had, you know, blues on their bands on the beach last night. You got 4th of July. And then we've got a lot more going on out at the beach. And we do have traffic and some commercials to squeeze in real quick, Mike. But we're going to come back and we got some more time. And we got to run through a lot of stuff that's going on over the next week and a half out of the beach. So hang on and we'll be back with Mike Burns from Santa Rosa Island Authority.
The roads are actually looking really good right now. No problems to report. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top. Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Oh, man, it is that time of year when we're all dealing with the insects, the pests, the ants, the fleas, the roaches, the ticks, the whatever it is that's bothering you in your home, and you don't have to live with it anymore because you can call NSEC and they'll take care of you. They make pest control for you and your home easy and effective. They'll thoroughly inspect the problem, provide you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Again, the estimate is totally free. So if you want to find out how much it might take them, you know, in order to take care of this problem, they'll come out and tell you. No cost for that. They'll take pictures. If you decide to go ahead, they'll show you what the treatment's going to be. They'll take pictures of that. Then the end result. They offer a number of different pest control plans to stop pests from infesting your home, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. NSEC Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Now, for a limited time, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. There are some restrictions that apply, so be sure to read the contract for details. But again, estimates are free. Find out what it'll take to rid your home of those pests at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. It's Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And Just before that commercial break, we have on the line the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Mike Burns. We were talking about 4th of July fireworks out at the beach. We talked a lot about fireworks today, but those are going to be Friday, July 4th, 9 p.m. Out at the beach. And you can also sync up the Cat Country Radio with those fireworks, just like you can with those fireworks downtown. But after that, Mike, we got the Blue Angels homecoming air show next week. Talk about what the Island Authority is getting ready for as they prepare for another air show out at the beach next.
My pleasure to do that, Walker. My pleasure. And I love the little history of the Blues that you guys got on the radio station at 6:15 and 4:15 in the afternoons up until July 11th. Now, you know, today really is July 2nd, 1776. Today is Independence Day. Today is the day that our founding fathers actually voted for independence. So we celebrate on the 4th, but today, and come out and celebrate the Blue Angels with us starting next week on Wednesday at 7:30. We're going to have breakfast with the Blues. So pull up your chair right behind, right next to the pier on Pensacola Beach. You'll watch the Blues come out early in the morning and do what they call circles. That's where they get their marks with the Coast Guard cutters at the center point and stage show right. And then on Thursday, the Blues do their full-on practice at 2 o'clock with our dress rehearsal on Friday morning starting at 10:30, where you can come out and see some local aviators. Sheldon Hetherington, who lives in Pensacola, young man, fine pilot. Gene Valentino, who we all know is a former county commissioner, and, of course, one of our favorite attorneys, Roy Kinsey, with the Veterans Flight. The Blues will be flying at 2 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and, of course, Saturday with the full show, once again, starting at 10:30 in the morning. Love to have you out there. Get there early because you want to get a space to see our Navy and Marine Corps.
That's right. Mike, you still there with us?
I'm still here.
Perfect. And I know y'all just announced, too, that y'all have expanded or adding a couple of trolleys that are free for folks to move around on the island during next week. And just maybe, you know, what are those times that those trolleys are running, and how can people find out information of where the trolleys pick up, drop off, all that good stuff?
Andrew, that's a great point. You can go to our website at the Santa Rosa Island Authority webpage, and you can get the trolley schedule. They run all day, every day, 7 days a week till midnight, and it indicates where you can pick those up. There's all kinds of little trolley stop markers all down the beach, but you can go on our website and get that. And like you said, there'll be three trolleys. We've got a brand new one coming in. Should be in, actually going to be delivered this Friday. So we got to get it wrapped, and it'll be ready to go. It probably won't make it out there for the show, but it'll be in the rotation hopefully the following week on Monday the 14th. But we have three free trolleys. Take advantage of them, catch a ride, and have a good time watching the Blues on Pensacola Beach next week.
That's right. And, you know, before we get you off the air and let you go out there and enjoy the beach for the day, the guy with the best job in town, the Santa Rosa Island Authority Director, Mike Burns, here. Let's talk about something that's not as flashy, but very, very important. That's beach nourishment. And what's the latest on that front?
Well, thanks for bringing that up. Of course, Walker, that's going to start middle of November. We've secured all the funding from the state, the Island Authority's matching funds, and, of course, money from the TDC, Tourist Development Council, and the Scambia County County Commissioner. So we'll be able to put that sand back on the beach to protect the infrastructure, protect the residents, protect the businesses, and we look forward to getting that done by the end of January of 2026. One other thing, I want to give a shout-out to Monsignor Luke Hunt. He just retired last week, and after 41 years of service to Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach, he says that he was here when DeLuna landed on the beach. I kind of believe anything Luke has to say. But what a great steward he's been. Also, Nathan Cooley over there at Upper Rim Church does a great job. And also, one last thing, I want to give a shout-out to Sage Fair, who competed in the USA Surfing Championships in San Diego, California last week. You know, we got two U.S. champions that are from Pensacola, the legendary Yancey Spencer and Joey Dillard as well. So just great things going on at the beach, and beach resident Olivia Hepworth's got her big fundraiser coming up for Live Well next Thursday at Shoreline Park. She's a Pensacola Beach girl and also coaches the Gulf Breeze girls volleyball team, who just won the state championship and the national championship.
That's great. Good stuff. Well, Mike, I want to thank you for coming on this morning, the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and have a safe 4th of July. And also, just hang in there for the Blue Angels. And I know you'll be out there enjoying it. And we'll have a lot of Pensacola residents out there enjoying the 4th and the Blues as well over the next week and a half.
Look forward to seeing you out there, Walker. Y'all
yes,
come
sir.
On out and enjoy the Blues.
All right, will do. And, folks, you can, you know, go to visitpensacolabeach.com to check out everything that's going on the island out there. And you can follow them at Pensacola Beach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. They also have real-time traffic and parking alerts on their social media. So that's a good thing to follow if you're planning to go out on the beach. PJ, we got traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Walker. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. No delays on Burgess or Olive. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks. So we've talked a lot today about, you know, fireworks, making plans for 4th of July. If you haven't already, you've got the Symphony Sparks and Stars event at the Hunter Amphitheater in downtown Pensacola behind the Wahoo Stadium that Peter Mouget and the Levin Papantonio Law Firm are putting on, with the symphony starting at 7:30 p.m., followed by the downtown Pensacola fireworks at 9 p.m., put on by the Greater Pensacola Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals. You'll want to make sure that you plan plenty of time to get down there and park, you know, and then again, be patient as you're going to leave downtown Pensacola after the fireworks, as traffic will be very, very busy. Just talked to Mike Burns with the Santa Rosa Island Authority. They've got fireworks as well at 9 p.m. at Quiet Water Beach. They're on the boardwalk. But like Mike said, if you want to, you know, get out of the crowd a little bit, go to somewhere that's got a few more parking spaces, you can go across and park at Casino Beach, catch it over there on the Gulf side, or, you know, hang out at Casino Beach Bar and Grill right there as well, and probably catch the fireworks too. So we talked to Sam Breedlove from Rusted Arrow Mercantile. We're going to try and have another downtown Pensacola retailer on tomorrow. I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning. And so we'll try and get somebody else from downtown to come on and talk about their business and what they may have going on. And Sam's got all those classes. She's got sales going on. She's got Blue Angels swag. So if you need T-shirts, flags, koozies, any of that good Blue Angels stuff to take out to the beach next week, make sure you go by Rusted Arrow Mercantile and check out her. I know there's a few of the other retail stores down there also have a bunch of Blue Angels stuff, and so make sure that we go down and support our small businesses in downtown Pensacola. And we also want to encourage you, if you don't have plans on Saturday, July 5th, but Palafox Market will be open 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can get down to downtown Pensacola to MLK Plaza, Plaza Ferdinand, and go check out all the 200-plus vendors that we have out there each and every Saturday. Anything from produce from our farmers to art from the artist. You can grab a freshly brewed coffee, get some hot tamales that are down there. There's some prepared food. If you want to, you know, wait and just have breakfast while you're at the market, you can do that too. And again, we have a trolley that runs on Saturdays for the market. So you can park at the North Palafox lot on Chase and Palafox and ride the trolley down to Plaza Ferdinand right there by Jackson Steakhouse, where the extension of Palafox Market is. Or you could park for free down at the South Palafox lot there on Main Street by Beggs and Lane Law Firm and the port right there. You can park there for free, hop on the trolley, and get up into downtown and check everything out, so you don't have to worry about paying to park if you park down there on Main Street by the Beggs and Lane. There's a city parking lot right there that we have a pickup on. And We also have a website for Palo Fox Market. You can go on, check all the products that are sold by the vendors, where the vendors are located each and every week, and that's palofoxmarket.com, or you can go to the downtownpensacola.com website and get to Palo Fox Market's website. Thank you all for listening this morning, and hope you have a good 4th of July. If I don't catch you tomorrow, we'll be back here in the morning at 5 a.m. Have a great day.